Good afternoon. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has a job for Chicagoans if they encounter federal agents and National Guard troops on the streets. He says, record them. The Democratic governor is encouraging people to take out their phones and film agents in their neighborhoods, particularly Immigration and Customs Enforcement or ICE officers. Trump has been threatening to deploy the National Guard and immigration authorities to, as he says, combat crime and arrest those without legal status. Pritzker says people should send their videos to news media outlets.
We think that's the best way to demonstrate what ICE is doing if they're doing something wrong, or to keep them honest and doing the right thing because they know they're being watched.
El Grito Chicago has been postponed. Organizers say the Mexican Independence celebration needs to be rescheduled due to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement activity in the city. The two-day festival was scheduled for September 13th and 14th. Organizers have not announced a new date for the festival, but they are encouraging Chicagoans to still celebrate Mexican Independence Day. Meanwhile, organizers of some of Chicago's big events this weekend are also keeping close watch on potential federal activity in the city. The city has a busy weekend of events planned, from Taste of Chicago to Sundays on State. But there is the looming possibility that immigration raids will happen or that the National Guard could arrive. Michael Edwards is the CEO of the Chicago Loop Alliance, which puts on Sundays on State.
The notion of federal, folks coming to town, just puts a damper on anybody's decision to come downtown for any reason, whether it's a restaurant or a hotel stay or an event. We're concerned about our constituents and the effect that this will have on their business.
Still, Edwards said he anticipates Sunday's events will happen without an issue. They'll close part of State Street and fill it with food vendors and performances starting at 11 a.m. Northwestern University President Michael Schill is resigning. His three-year tenure was marked by the freeze of hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding by the Trump administration and heated criticism from House Republicans over the university's response to campus protests. In an announcement to the school community today, Schill said it was the right time for new leadership and that he recognized, quote, difficult problems remain, particularly at the federal level. He will remain in his role until an interim president is chosen. Chicago star Angel Reese is playing through some basketball highs and lows. She earned her 23rd double-double of the season during the team's home win last night over the Connecticut Sun. Reese also picked up a technical foul that could take her out of tomorrow's game against the Indiana Fever. In a post-game presser, Reese addressed the Chicago Tribune interview in which she aired her frustrations with the Chicago Sky franchise. Reese says her words were taken out of context, and she's apologized to her teammates.
I just have to be better with my language because I know it's not the message, it's the messenger, and understanding what I say can be taken any kind of way, so I just have to really be better and grow from this.
The Sky are all set to play in Indianapolis tomorrow night at 6:30. You're listening to The Rundown. As the Trump administration plans to send more federal agents to Chicago and threatens to deploy the National Guard, all in the name of fighting violent crime, a WBEZ analysis finds that a three-month summer span saw the fewest murders in 60 years in Chicago, while overall violent crime remained near its lowest point in the last four decades.
WBEZ's Chip Mitchell did this reporting and joins us in the studio to break down these numbers. Hi, Chip.
Hey, Lisa.
All right. So first, we heard that crime was down in Chicago, but you've added some historical context. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we looked at two things. First, the city's murder counts. Chicago murders this past June, July, and August totaled 123. We also used the state open records law to get historical data for some of the context. We found that this year's summer murder total, 123, was the lowest for those 3 months since 1965, Lisa. Now, second, we looked at violent crime overall, not just those murders, but also robberies, aggravated batteries, sexual assaults, and so on. We went through CPD annual reports one by one and found that last year's violent crime total was down more than two-thirds since a 1991 peak. And that drop has continued, Lisa. Violent crime so far this year is down 21% from last year to this date.
So what are some of the reasons experts are pointing to account for this drop?
Well, experts are pointing to stuff like policing focused on hotspots, and investment in community violence intervention. That's where ex-offenders who have deep roots in a neighborhood, they mediate disputes, ward off retaliatory attacks, and connect potential shooters to social services.
All right, so now you've got the numbers that you've researched, but there's public perception, and that's a very different thing. And Chicago did have a lot of violence over this past Labor Day weekend. What do you say about that?
Yeah, shootings and other attacks over the three-day weekend killed at least 9 people. Chicago still has a big problem with guns, for sure. And we have to recognize that a lot of people are suffering because of it. But we also have to look at more than a single weekend. We have to look at months and quarters and years and even decades to see how far Chicago has come in reducing its violent crime, what it took to get this far, what it took, and what it will take to reduce it a lot further.
So I know when you did your reporting, you spoke with people who are doing a lot of different sorts of work on Chicago public safety at the neighborhood level. In light of your findings, what do they think about the federal operations that the president is planning? How did people respond?
Well, it's a big mix, Lisa. A lot of people say Trump's plan is coming out of left field in light of these low crime numbers, and he's just trying to show what a strong man he is. The head of street outreach for a nonprofit on the Southwest Side, he said immigration agents and National Guard troops could complicate his group's community violence intervention. He's worried some high-risk people won't want to work with the group because they're undocumented. And he pointed out that businesses are already suffering because many immigrants are afraid to leave their homes. And I spoke with an elected police district council member who lives and works in a West Side area that's had a lot of shootings in recent weeks. He says most of his neighbors would support a National Guard deployment if it were focused on guns and drugs. He's especially concerned about switches, those devices that turn pistols into machine guns.
Sure.
But we'll see how aggressive the feds are with Chicago guns. The Trump administration has rolled back gun control regulations. It's marginalized the agency that enforces gun laws. And Lisa, it's shifted a lot of law enforcement to focus on immigration control.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. WBEZ's Chip Mitchell looking at crime statistics in Chicago. Thanks, Chip.
My pleasure.
A quick look at weather. Tonight, breezy with a low around 56 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 66. Dry conditions are expected over the next several days. I'm Araceli Gomez-Aldana. Thanks for listening.